How good is this? Time to shine on a Friday morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy right here, right now on 1170 AM in Sydney, 801 AM Central Coast, 1575 AM Illawarra, 1323 AM in Canberra, 90.3 FM in Griffith, anywhere around the country on the SEN app, anywhere around the world. If you're buying into a bit of grand final fever, two nights sleep to go, and then game on. Parramatta and Penrith in the big one, the NRLW, Parramatta versus Newcastle. We've got the state championship final as well with the Penrith Panthers taking on the North Devils. So that's what we're all looking forward to on Sunday. Right now, if you're listening to the program, but you're not in the morning, good afternoon to you. You're listening to the show belatedly via the podcast. Don't forget, you can tune in through the podcast. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform. Click subscribe so you never miss a thing. We've had some terrific grand final guests this week, the likes of Dylan Edwards and Mitchell Moses and Gutho, King Gutho, on the program. Cameron Serraldo coming up on the program today. Last match with the Panthers as assistant coach before he takes on the role at the Bulldogs. Greg Alexander is back from the Dally M's. He's been raving about what a good night it was, Brandy. Wednesday night at the Dally M's. How good? How you been? How you been, bro?
Good, Andrew. Yes, I'm good. Yeah, back from the Dally M's. I think it must have been about the 40th Dally M that I've been to. I don't know where it ranked in terms of a Dally M, but it was different. Let me say it was different because we had all the girls' teams there and not many old people. A very young crowd. Very young. I felt old. But
Some hooting? Nico was there Hines, some hooting and hollering there? Was there?
Yes, there was. A lot of hooting and a hollering.
Right.
Nico Hines, deserved winner in the end because he won by so much. He cleared away from James Tedesco and everyone chasing him. So congratulations to Nico Hines. I thought his speech, acceptance speech, was terrific. I thought he handled it very well, which he has done so all year with the Sharks. Very impressive young man, Nico Hines. So he had a great season. And the Sharks fell just short, didn't they, after a terrific regular season finishing second behind the Panthers.
All right.
But Friday grand final. It's Friday grand final week, Fossey. Boy, oh boy.
Well, it's time has passed.
They're still not nervous yet. That will come.
I'm going to try and blow your mind and blow all the listeners' minds with a stat right off the top of the program. The Fox Sports Lab team, as we know, and we'll have Wally on the program later today. Wally, the stats man. He's the stats man. Did you know? I will ask you this question. When was the last time we got to halftime in a grand final and scores were level? If we had a tied halftime score in a grand final, I'm just going to leave that hanging out there. Can you go through your head, think of a grand final? When was the last time, folks, that scores were level at halftime in a grand final? Yeah, it's just going to blow your mind. I'm telling you, blow your mind on a Friday morning. But anyway.
Well, I'm not coming up with anything at the moment.
You've got nothing? Not straight away from the last four or five years?
Yeah, once you said tied at halftime, I'm just thinking of some of the lopsided halftime scores. I immediately went to lopsided halftime scores.
22-0 most recently was Roosters Melbourne a couple of years ago.
Yeah, big scoreline against the Panthers.
18-0 that was. Yeah, Melbourne was 22-0 against Panthers, wasn't it? 22-0
Yeah, 22-0 against Panthers.
And then Roosters against Melbourne, they sort of did the 18-0 thing. They got going.
Yep. Go back to 2001, Newcastle over Parramatta.
24-0, yeah. Yeah, 24-0. Anyway, have you seen that? Now, the reason I still put that in context, it's still the stat that I cannot steer clear of going into this grand final. And that is how important it is for Parramatta to lead in this grand final. That they just have to start well or it's all over Red Rover for mine. Penrith, the last 54 times they've led at halftime, they've gone on to win. They are on a streak of 54 in a row. And actually, the last side to beat them having trailed at halftime was Parramatta. This was back in the COVID days. So remember the first lockdown in COVID? We were there at Combank. Parramatta chased them down. I think it might have been a Wanga Blake try late. It might have been a Dylan Edwards miss or an error, but that's a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. I think it might have been round round five was very early in the season.
So 54 games in a row, Penrith leading by whatever margin at halftime, they go on to win. That's an incredible stat to take into a grand final. A bit of, you know, mental advantage for the Penrith players that makes them feel invincible. So that's one. And then I tie into the fact of, you know, we haven't had these level score halftime. So I just think the first half's so important, Brandy. Can Parramatta start well? Like, post the first couple of tries, can you visualise that, Brandy?
Yes, because they've done it a number of times this year, Vossie. They've had some terrific starts. In fact, thinking of some of the games the Eels have won against good teams, the starts that they've made have been some of the most impressive starts I've seen from a team all season. You tend to know how Parramatta are going to go in the early 10 minutes of the game. And I've got no doubt they're ready for a quick start. So what you're saying in terms of the grand finals, but there hasn't been a level scoreline in a grand final
For quite some time. Do you want the answer already, or do you want to give the listeners a bit of a crack at it? Anyone want to take a stab? Take a stab at the last time we had tied scores at halftime in a grand final. Today, actually, I'm hosting the big NRL grand final lunch and privileged to be in that position. The two captains will be on via Zoom, as I understand it, but the two coaches will be in attendance. Brett Arthur, Ivan Cleary. You know Ivan Cleary well. How do you think Brett Arthur's handling grand final week? He was there at Martin Place yesterday. How do you think Brad would be feeling right at the moment? First big grand final.
Yeah, first grand final for him. From what I've seen, whenever he's been interviewed, Vossie, he looks like he's pretty calm. I think Brad Arthur, although he hasn't been to a grand final, I think he looks like he's handling it. Very hard to gauge any body language yesterday when the players and the team, the coaches and the teams were at Martin Place. So this is the official grand final lunch, isn't it?
Yeah,
so the grand final breakfast went bye-bye. How long ago did that disappear, the grand final breakfast, which was a
dust.
Yeah, it was.
No one ever wanted to be there.
I didn't ever want. No one wanted to be there. No one. I've got a grand final lunch too at Panthers today. Scotty Sattler, Roy Simmons, Tony Pulitua, all up on stage.
We chatting. Could do a cross between lunches.
We could do that. What other sport is happening over the weekend, Andrew? We do get blindsided by the grand final. But we do have other sport happening over the weekend, don't we?
Well, the Women's World Cup basketball, the final will be tomorrow. The semi-finals tonight. Canada and USA. USA, obviously, raging hot favourites, as we know. But Australia playing China for a place in the final.
That's a tough game.
Against the USA. Now, that's huge. Last night, the girls winning 86-69. It's been a big comeback since the first match against France that they dropped, and then other results fell in their way. So, you know, if they can make the final, it's going to be a very admirable performance on home soil from the Opals. But I don't know how they come up with a... Well, first of all, they're going to get past China, but then I just don't know what on earth they do to get past the USA.
Yeah, well, China will be a tough game. China took care of France last night and did it reasonably comfortably. I think they're 10-point winners in the end, but that's a tough game our girls have got against China.
Can I say, last night the Swans had their awards. You know that, you know, the fans criticise often that they hate the way players stay out on the field and, you know, then get in a laugh with an opposing player and all of that. Sometimes it can be after your team's been flogged by 40 or 50.
Yep.
If you're a Swans fan, I think you appreciate Callum Mills, co-captain, who last night won the Bob Skilton medal for the first time. I mean, this is the awards night. You know, celebratory, have you moved on from the grand final? Well, no, this bloke hadn't. I'm impressed by it. If I'm a Swans fan, I'm proud of him because he was still feeling the pain. He used words like embarrassed by the team performance last Saturday, lack of fight back once the Cats took control. It's all shattering. So, you know, I think that's good that, you know, that's the fans get to see and hear just how much it means rather than just moving on. And sometimes there is that impression and they have a laugh after full time. This bloke was genuinely still shattered, even though he's got this great moment winning the Player of the Year. He's embarrassed. He's still embarrassed that the players are feeling that. That's a It's a fair motivating factor to take into the off-season for the Swans, I would have thought.
Yeah, but that was a very unique loss too, wasn't it? Like that was. I don't know if it was record-breaking, but
fourth biggest defeat.
That was a big loss. So I can understand the players being, you know, and especially the key players, and he's one of the key players, still being pretty dirty about what happened. I had a chat with Craig Fitzgibbon at the Dally M's, and Fitzy was very similar. He was still filthy about the way that the Sharks bowed out, like, and genuine too. There's no acting with Fitz. He was still very, very disappointed with the way that the Sharks bowed out. And you could see in Todd Payton's speech when he received the Coach of the Year that he was still hurting too.
One that got away.
The one that got away. They had them. They had them, and he knows that they probably should have been in a grand final. They just didn't handle it well.
Just concluding on that Callum Mills yarn, he said, "We feel like we've let our supporters and fans down in the club as well." So, you know, very honest, very earnest, and still hurting on from the grand final. But well done on the award, Callum, co-captain and first-time winner of the Bob Skilton medal at 25 years of age. Just back on rugby league, if you're not aware, Luke Keary has been selected for Ireland. That's locked and loaded. Luke Keary playing for Ireland at the World Cup. Terrible news for England overnight, Brandy. Johnny Lomax, player of the match in the grand final, he's out. So he's got a ruptured bicep. And now Mark Percival, the centre, also out of the side. He's had a knee issue. So there's two certain starters. Starters that were going to be Sean Wayne's squad. And Lomax.
Johnny Lomax would have been the starting 5'8", wouldn't he have?
Yeah, well, he was the linchpin. I mean, they've got some, you know, reasonable halves and playmakers to pick
reasonable,
from,
but he was the class in the halves. So the World Cup squad. Now Mal will announce his World Cup squad. Do you think he'll keep tradition and do it on the Sunday night after the grand final, or will he wait until the Monday?
Because
they fly out pretty quick.
Flying out Thursday.
He'll probably do it Monday morning.
Yeah, that probably suits some players out on the drink and getting their tap on the shoulder.
It does seem from reports, though, that what we were talking about last week and the hooking situation where you've got Harry Grant and Ben Hunt, who are very good for Queensland, Abby Corrissau, Damien Cook. From newspaper reports, it does appear that Mal will go with the two Queenslanders, because I don't think they've got room to carry three hookers. Yeah. I don't think there's enough play in...
No.
I don't think there's enough spaces. 24-man squad, you can't have three hookers. So it does look like that Harry Grant and Ben Hunt will go as the two nines.
You could have Appy Corrissau man of the match in the grand final and not make it.
Could do. So he put his hand up for Australia but said he's happy to play for Fiji if not selected for Australia.
Yeah. And ironically, who do Fiji play in the first match of the World Cup?
The Aussies.
Australia. That'd be a nice way to, if you get overlooked and then you come up against them first up, Fiji, against Australia. And just passing on again, yesterday, confirmation, I'm actually going over for the World Cup, Brandy. So we'll be working apart. So the plan is, this time in 2 weeks, I will be broadcasting from Manchester as your co-host of The Breakfast Show. So we'll be on both sides of the world.
And what time of night will that be? What are you looking at?
To begin with, because it's 10 hours different, so 8 o'clock at night. I'll be on between 8 and 11 at night in Manchester. So when you say, have a good day, I'll be going, nighty night. And that will be after having flown in that morning. It could be a little bit jet lagged, this show, 2 weeks time. Anything could be coming out of my mouth.
I look forward to that.
In 2 weeks' time. So that'll be something. Now, one last one for our listeners this morning. Just around the grand final, and I know a great Parramatta supporter is Vince Sorrenti. He is absolutely through and through. He just loves Parramatta. Everything about it, his favourite players. If you said, who's your favourite Parramatta player of all time, he'd rattle off 30 names in a heartbeat. Off he'd go. And that's all he wants to talk about. Let's put together, because I don't know whether Penrith have too many celebrity supporters. Let's put it to list together a list of celebrities that follow Parramatta or Penrith this morning. I think Parramatta win that battle. But we'll come up with a list of who follows who. Celebrity fans of Parramatta and Penrith. What can you come up with in a list? And then we'll set up a cage and have a cage match between. No. We'll just compile the list. I think it'd be nice to trot them out. I'm thinking one of the Wiggles is a Parramatta fan, I'm pretty sure. But anyway.
Now, we've got some tickets to give away this morning too, don't we?
Damn straight. Double pass to the grand final.
Can you tell us how the leadership group, how they managed? What are we looking at? Tell me.
Well, we've been gathering listeners over the course of the week, like you would go out in the forest gathering sticks for a fire. So we now have all the contestants. Two of those contestants will be drawn out of Ben Rossley's hat, the producer, who's back from England and alerted by Optus that his personal data has been hacked. He's one of the ones, one of the first ones.
Welcome
home, Ben. Congratulations,
Ben.
Welcome home, Ben. Congratulations. You got home and there's a Nigerian bloke in your lounge room just kicking back watching TV. Fantastic. That's great, mate. You've been hacked. So he had the code to the door. He's got your PIN code, everything. Medicare, driver's license, having
passport,
a ball.
Yep.
So great to have you back. So Ben's going to pull out of his hat. I don't know where that story went. And then those two contestants, and then we'll face off in a quiz that you are going to write the questions for between now and then.
Right, thank you.
I forgot to tell you
that.
Thanks
for telling me.
Yes. You will host the quiz, and the winner of that quiz then goes to the grand final. That's the double pass. All right.
Good. And I think too, today being the, is it the 30th? Are we, is today the 30th? It is.
You're all over, Brandy. Well done.
Caller of the month, Andrew.
The McDonald Jones open line caller of the month. Now, someone did say, is Gary of Newtown a chance? Well, he's a chance. Of course he is. He's a chance. He's called in on the open line. Anyone who's called in the open line, in fact, if you call today's show,
you are still a chance of winning. Yeah, the most recent calls, freshest in our mind. So
Stephen Bradbury. Oh, isn't it a war? No, that was just a random draw. Are you saying we want to select a quality of call? Oh, it was just random. How the hell would Rabbit have won?
Oh, is it random? Right.
Yeah, well, how did Rabbit win caller of the month?
Okay. We'll stick with random. So give us a call anyway. It doesn't matter whether you're good or bad.
And the caller of the month
wins. Donald Jones open line.
Yeah, the $500 voucher from Ballpark, which can be spent on corporate hospitality at a sporting event of your choosing. Now, we didn't have the Thursday threesome, so I don't know whether we can have a Friday foursome today, can we? How can we get a four in? We can. Of course we can. We'll just have your winner of the NRL Grand Final, your Clive Churchill, your first try, and winner of NRLW as well. There's your Friday foursome. So go NRL and we'll make the NRLW the plus one in the Friday foursome.
Right,
so your winner of the NRL Grand Final, your Clive Churchill, your first try, and winner of the NRLW, which is Newcastle and Parramatta. That's your Friday foursome. Get on.
Beautiful.
Ramp it up. 22 after 6, breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. This is the home of sport, broadcasting the Grand Final on Sunday, 11:70 a.m. here in Sydney. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 11:70 a.m. in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.